Postal Service has learned a lot about recycling over the years. Now it wants to extend that expertise to help the entire federal government dispose of electronics in such a way that hazardous materials don't make their way into the environment. Tom Day is the USPS Chief Sustainability Officer. He joins us now with details on the Blue Earth Federal Recycling Program. Tom, great to have you on.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. So tell us about Blue Earth Federal Recycling Program. What is it and how do you envision it working?
Well, it's already up and running. We've done it with a
number. Where have I been?
Yes. And what it's about is helping the rest of our colleagues in the federal government dispose of electronic waste, which is becoming an issue I think we all confront both at work as well as at home. And it's a fairly straightforward program. We've partnered with an outside group to help us with this, and they actually handle the recycling effort. But it allows our federal colleagues to sign up for the program and dispose of the electronic waste that they produce. That could be tablets, it could be smartphones, small printers, even some of the smaller desktops. We can handle all of that, even inkjet cartridges, and it allows them to dispose of it properly and securely. We generate a report that helps them do some of the reporting requirements that go to the Council on Environmental Quality at the White House. And on top of everything else, the great news for them, at least for their purposes, the postage is free, and we take care of that with our partner who benefits from the fact that they're getting electronic waste that still has value.
And how many agencies have signed up with you so far? They all are on there.
Well, not all yet. We're continuing to work and reach out to my counterparts at the other agencies, but the pace is going quite well. We've got 10 signed up right now. They're in various stages of implementation, so we've signed them up. We've got memos of understanding, and they're all working to get the word out to their own employees to get the programs established. And the good news is not only can we do this with the official electronic waste that is generated at the workplace, but also we allow employees to bring their own devices into work if that's in agreement with what their agency is willing to do.
So what happens if there's a printer or a tablet or a bunch of junk, and we've all seen rooms full of this kind of stuff, wires dangling out of it, does the Postal Service pick it up and take it out?
Yeah, I mean, what's great for the Postal Service is this just becomes part of our routine. We have a website that, as they get incorporated into the program, they're able to go on, identify the items that they're going to dispose of. It connects us, or connects them, rather, with their partner that we're working with to identify the item and potentially any value it may have, get it registered. It then also shows them online how to do the packaging, as well as the postage, which is paid for, applied on the label that goes on the outside of the package. And then for the Postal Service, it's just part of our routine that as we're out there delivering mail and packages every day, we do the pickups. They just need to let us know that they have items to be picked up. We do that for them during our normal course of activity, bring it back, and send it back through our network to our partner to get it disposed of properly.
And this partner is who? I mean, who actually does the work?
We actually work with Clover Technologies Group. We've worked with them on projects beyond just this federal recycling program. They've been a very good partner with us for the last couple of years, and they meet all the certification requirements. We want to make sure, again, the two primary things, one, that it's being properly disposed of, repurposed, reused, whatever the right thing to do with the item is, and then secondly, you want to do it securely, and they are properly certified to do both of those things.
Yeah, I had a question about security because of especially even printers and computers all have hard drives in them that have to be treated separately. What do they do with those? Are they ground up separately or drill through them? What happens?
Yeah, and actually each agency has their own method of dealing with that. And so we would expect, but it is up to each agency to make sure that their security measures are followed. I know within the Postal Service, we would make sure that the hard drives were wiped clean before we would do the disposal. But to be absolutely sure and safe, again, working with Clover Technologies, they make sure that the drives are properly disposed of. And yes, if it can't be repurposed, it's ground up so that there's none of that data is being reused by anybody.
So Postal Service and Clover together can guarantee to an agency the chain of custody, if you will, of a device between the time it's picked up and when it ends up wherever, whatever state it ends up in.
I, I think chain of custody is probably a way to describe it. You know, probably sometimes from a legal standpoint, there's a meaning, a legal meaning to that. So I wouldn't quite be as draconian as to say it's a full chain of custody. But yes, it is a safe transfer of the goods that come to us and in turn to Clover and in turn to them being properly disposed of, repurposed and reused.
We're speaking with Tom Day. He's the Chief Sustainability Officer at the U.S. Postal Service. And I bet there's an increasing number of tablets and smartphones coming through, and those have personal data and also agency data. What do you recommend people do to them or with them before handing them over for recycling?
Again, I think what you'll see, I know what the Postal Service does, and I think what any federal agency would be doing is to, before you dispose of a device, and this is just as true with your own personal devices, you want to make sure that you've wiped clean that memory. And so there are processes and procedures to do that. I think what some of us don't always realize with our personal devices is that simply deleting a file does not necessarily wipe it completely clean. So there are some very, I know within an agency, there's actually technical ways in which you can do it in a more effective way. But it is something you have to be very careful about, particularly with your own personal devices, that you're not disclosing anything from information about passwords to contacts to whatever else you don't want other people to see. So you always want to make sure you've properly deleted those files. But again, our arrangement is such that we're going to make sure that if for whatever reason you didn't do it right, we're going to make sure it's properly and securely disposed of.
And do you have any idea of roughly how many pieces of equipment have passed through the Blue Earth program since it's been going?
Well, we started up last spring, and so we're still ramping up. I can tell you this, in our relationship with Clover, we've done some of this with the private sector through really individual consumers that come into our post offices. And last year, in 2012, just through that program, we were able to generate about $750,000 of revenue, and we generated about 1,300 tons of electronic waste. And that was not that big a program. This is going to be, I think, a much bigger opportunity. So as the other federal agencies continue to ramp up and get the word out after they sign the memos of understanding with us and get it out to all their different groups, we expect to have numbers that are significantly bigger than that as we go into 2014.
And is this something that is offered to consumers also, that they could bring stuff to postal offices?
We have a limited program. You can find some of it online. We do have some displays that we had in our lobbies in working with Clover on the electronic waste. This program in particular, the USPS Blue Earth Federal Recycling Program, is targeted specifically at federal agencies. Interestingly enough, what that has to deal with is the law that governs the Postal Service that was passed back in 2006. There's very specific provisions because our agreement with Clover is about a revenue sharing on the value of some of these items. We are by law restricted to do that only with federal agencies. So we'd love to expand it to state and local government and get even bigger into providing this for more and more consumers. That's part of some of the legislation we hope that will be passed as we need to deal with the governance of the Postal Service and the law that sets that standard. But there's a huge opportunity here. The USPS Blue Earth Federal Recycling Program is a great example of it, and it's something that not only federal agencies need, but all the way down to the individual consumer.
And what is the value of used equipment? If it's too old to be recycled as a useful piece of gear, most of it is it in the metals inside, or is it in the ground-up materials that are used by recyclers to reprocess into new plastic? What's the value source?
Well, there's a number of values. It doesn't have to be just the most recent device to have value. There are markets around the world where electronic devices can be repurposed, not just ground up and recycled, but literally reused. Beyond that, it is what you described. There are the components that are inside the device that have value. And so It is something that has to be individually evaluated depending upon which device you're turning in. And I'm sure that most of us, if we were to go look through the drawers back home, I know I'm unfortunately guilty of the same thing. It's amazing some of the stuff that we have there that needs to be properly disposed of, and may surprise you to find out there's at least some value to what you've got.
And what about the Postal Service itself? Every year you have a sustainability report or a recycling report. What's your latest report say about postal?
About electronic waste in general or our overall sustainability?
Well, give us the overall.
The overall it continues to be a very good story. We've been making steady progress on reducing energy, reducing greenhouse gas emissions, water consumption. I mean, really significant numbers. We look over a set period of time, and for energy reduction, we're down 34% since 2008. We're down 39% on water. We've diverted about 50% of our landfill waste to recycling, and we've got a major program where we've just started. We're going to get that number above 90% in the next couple years. We've just agreed to implement a standardized nationwide recycling program for the Postal Service. So we're organized with 7 different areas and 67 districts, and we've had a bit of variation about how it's done. We're now going to go forward with a standardized approach to make sure that the U.S. Postal Service nationwide is approaching recycling in a very uniform way. And we believe net to the bottom line, we're talking actual profit here. When you look at the savings plus the revenue we'll generate, it's probably worth over $100 million to do that.
All right. And getting back to the Blue Earth program, if an agency has not yet signed up, what do they need to do to get in there?
We continue to reach out to our colleagues. I've sent out messages. The Council on Environmental Quality at the White House has done the same. You can find us on the YouTube postal site with a very short 3-minute explanation of how the program works, and all the contact information is there. We'll gladly reach out, meet in person with whatever agency and explain the program. We want to get everyone signed up in the federal sector as quickly as possible, get the program running, and provide benefit to the Postal Service, to the agencies, and really to the U.S. in general, that we're going to do the right thing and properly handle electronic waste in the federal government.
Tom Day is the Chief Sustainability Officer at the Postal Service. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the time.